News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here, Rob Center, fabulous producer, Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, doing a fabulous job as always. In the newsroom with us now, Aubrey Alexander is back of the Alexander Family Dealerships. Welcome aboard, sir.
Morning, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Oh, I always appreciate it. This is always exciting. The anticipation is just crazy for Raise the Region. And Jason McCacken is back, Director of Strategic Philanthropy. People who have diabolically decided to be very, very generous, right?
Oh, yes. It's, that's our business for sure.
Okay, well, fantastic. It's all great. All right, well, thanks for joining us. Let's start with Jason. If folks are saying, Raise the Region, rings a bell, what's that?
So the First Community Foundation has partnered with Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships to put together the largest collective fundraiser for this region. It's a 30-hour online giving event that starts tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll run through midnight on Thursday, and local nonprofits in Lycoming, Northumberland, Montour, Columbia, Snyder, and Union County have signed up. They are all on the website, raisetheregion.org, and each nonprofit has built a profile to sort of tell you a little bit about them, and this is the opportunity for you to be a philanthropist. Minimum gift of $25, and you can go online, find one nonprofit or as many nonprofits as you like, and give throughout the day. And the nonprofits compete for various prizes throughout the 30-hour event.
Yeah, explain that, this stretching and prizes and first in and most of and everything.
So, so it's a great competition. The nonprofits have really done an excellent job of strategizing to sort of maximize the dollars that they get in. So for the average donor, probably the biggest benefit that you have is that your gift will be stretched. So the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships has donated $150,000. That $150,000 gets put onto every gift that comes through the program when we kick off tonight and through the next 30 hours. So if you make a $100 gift to your favorite nonprofit, a little bit of that Blaze Alexander Family Dealership money will get increased to your gift to go to that nonprofit. So for donors, they like that opportunity, that they know that they're going to get a little bit of a bonus to their gift. They're really going to do a great service to the nonprofits by not only giving, but by getting that added incentive. And then throughout the day, we've got various competitions, I guess would be the best word for these prizes. And they vary throughout the day. So some are the nonprofit that raises the most money over a two-hour period or a three-hour period. Sometimes it's who has the most gifts. Some of them are random drawings. So there's a lot of strategy involved. So nonprofits actually have been spending the last couple weeks sitting down with their donors and their board members saying, which prize do we think we have the best shot at? But then we also have prizes that are just donor-based. So the donor that gives to the most nonprofit organizations at the end, if they've given and supported the largest number of nonprofits compared to any other donor that made a gift that day, we will call them after the event and say, you've got the opportunity to grant $1,000 to the nonprofit of your choice. So most of our prize amounts are all $1,000. And then the ultimate prizes are based on what we call unique donors. So that's counting the individual. So each person individually as a donor, the nonprofit that gets the most donors will win a $5,000 grand prize from the Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships.
All right, Aubrey, you heard all of this. Okay, so that's the logistics. From your perspective, this is what? Just plain fun, right?
This is a well-oiled machine, Raise the Region. This is the seventh year we're doing this that Blaze Alexander's partnered with the First Community Foundation. In the last 6 years, Raise the Region has done over $7 million collectively over the last 6 years. Like I said, this is a well-oiled machine, and hats off to the nonprofits because they've come a long ways. They're very well organized. They know how to market to their donors, and the proof's in the pudding as far as I'm concerned. They've done a good job.
You consider this to be fun to participate in this. I mean, Jason did a lot of the work.
This is fun for me. Maybe not for him, but he loves it. He has a passion for it. But yeah, the First Community Foundation, they do all the legwork, and they handle the nonprofits starting 9 months ago. They've been doing this, so they make it look easy. But there's a lot to go into this event.
Well, Charlie Degenstein said giving is fun. Can you agree with that?
I can. Yeah, it is. It is fun. That's our family. Anybody knows us at Blaze Alexander Family Dealerships, we've always supported our communities. And it is you get a rise out of it when you give back to the community. It is fun.
Yeah, I've worked with some of the nonprofits around here, and they know that if they ask for, you know, $20 from Alexander's or more, that typically the answer is, to whom do we write the check? And, you know, you don't delve for hours on, you know, precisely where it's going to go. And certainly you don't always get credit for it. Sometimes the money gets donated to things nobody ever says, hey, Aubrey, thanks, the next time they see you or anything.
That's right. And you can't. That's the wrong reason to give, I guess. So you have to keep that in perspective.
All right. Alexander's, you're going to be at Aubrey Alexander. I haven't been to Aubrey Alexander in almost 48 hours, and I haven't driven a truck from there in almost 2 hours, so I'm well familiar with the facility. Set the scene tonight. What's happening at the kickoff event, Jason?
So tonight we've got about over 200 people that will be in attendance at that event. Those people were invited because they made a gift to last year's Raise of the Region. So when you make a gift to Raise of the Region, you will receive the invite to the event. So we've invited all 4,000 people, and first come, first serve for tickets. So we're a little over 200 that will show up there tonight. We will actually kick off the celebration. So the website, everything is done online. So the website will open at 6 o'clock tonight, but we will officially count things down with a lot of close donors and nonprofits, and just sort of celebrate the philanthropy that's going to happen over the next 30 hours. And so we'll start things off with some of our early prizes, and it's just a great opportunity to bring people together, and we're doing that this year at the Aubrey Alexander Toyota dealership.
Right, and you have a big showroom there, but 200 people in the showroom, that will be on the full side, I would think.
It'll be full. We've talked about this a lot. Where could we have it? We wanted to be down here in the Southern Tier this year. We've done it at our Chevrolet store in Muncie the last few years. And it's going to be great. Like you said, you already have over 200 guests that are registered to come. It's going to be fun. I look forward to seeing everybody there.
All right, I'm going to stake out a spot up on the second floor watching down from above. That's the best spot there as far as I'm concerned, or over by the turtle pond. I'm not quite sure which, but I'll be there. Okay, and we'll have representation there as well. Jason, I think Aubrey sort of set the scene a little bit, the kind of footprint that this fundraiser has had in the past, but how much generosity has followed this fundraiser over the years? What's the history?
So you look back to when we started this in 2013, we raised $878,000, which was pretty impressive at the time. We had 161 nonprofits participated in that first year. And by year two, we hit the million mark, just barely over the million. And last year, it was $1.4 million. And those gifts come in all sizes. Like, we will have, we actually really look at the number of gifts and the number of donors is more important for these nonprofits than having one big donor come in and splash with a $10,000 gift. The idea is that these nonprofits need to have a strong donor base behind them to ensure the longevity of their missions going forward. And so for us, yes, we raise an impressive amount of dollars of the 1.4. We've been doing that the last several years. But when we really look at it, it's the program is more about just the dollars that came in during Raise the Region in 30 hours. The nonprofits are given a spotlight and a stage to stand on. They can really tell their story. But we also look at the longevity. So we have been spending time with these nonprofits. We've done a social media training clinic with them. We've provided them a webinar. We've walked them through the steps of what it takes to be successful. And so these nonprofits vary in size. It's the very small nonprofits that may just be completely volunteer run to larger nonprofits that actually have a staff behind them. And so Raise the Region is there for everybody. Everybody can be a philanthropist during this 30 hours. It's a $25 gift. You make it with a credit card. But knowing that the money is going to stay here locally in the region, it's going to do good, it's going to help your friends and neighbors, is probably the best part about this. And so we are actually here to help the nonprofits grow. And one of the things they need is the financial support behind them.
All right, Aubrey, last question. When you're at the kickoff tonight, what are you going to say to people? Because you already have buy-in from those folks, but what's an inspirational message for them?
believe in your nonprofits. And I think the donors already have a select one, two, maybe three nonprofits that they really have a passion about. And I congratulate them. The nonprofits have done a great job over the last few years. They've organized well. They've organized their donors to collect. And like I said, here are the results. So
one, they got big strategies. I get emails from one that says, you know, if and only if you're going to donate at all this year, do it now because we're going for this particular prize. And in fact, if you'd be so kind as to do it at this particular time, you know, they're really...
And this money's, like Jason said, this is the stage for some of these small nonprofits that otherwise nobody would know about. Okay, Raise the Region can accelerate it and put them in the spotlight. Otherwise, they couldn't do it on their own. It takes a lot of money to do that. I mean, we know. We market all the time. So it does take a lot of money to get in spotlight, and Raise the Region does that for these smaller nonprofits that can't afford otherwise.
Well, if the foundation didn't do it, they might not know how. So, right. You know, a lot of folks might not see, you know, just a small group might be doing it, making a big difference in a local town, but there they are on Raise the Region. Guess what? Everybody gets to see it. They learn about the social media a little bit more, and so everybody benefits. Well, thank you, Aubrey, for coming in. Very much appreciated. Thank you, Jason. We'll give you the last word. Maybe reiterate that key website.
Sure. So the website is actually live and in action now. You can go in, and as Aubrey said, you can shop for your favorite nonprofits. That's probably one of the most impressive things I've heard from donors is once they start to give, they've got one or two that have targeted them to say, please give. But once you're on the website, you can find like organizations. You might find somebody you don't know. You might look at the leaderboard and decide to give a gift to the underdog who hasn't supported, is not at the top of those pieces. So I've heard donors have tremendous stories of how they've picked nonprofits, how they've learned about nonprofits. So go to www.raisetheregion.org. Look at the website today. Try to see if there's anybody that is new that you would like to support, or see if your favorite nonprofit is participating. All the nonprofits have been vetted. They're in good standing with the IRS. All gifts are tax deductible. And we encourage you to give and give often, give with your heart, and do it online at www.raisetheregion.org starting at 6 o'clock tonight and all day tomorrow.
All right, fantastic. Boy, super well said. You're getting very good at this, I might add.
A little bit of radio practice from before.
Well, good for you. Jason McCacken, Director of Strategic Philanthropy, First Community Foundation Partnership of Pennsylvania, Aubrey Alexander of the Alexander Family Dealerships. Need I say, raisetheregion.org.